Kevin joining us here after his media responsibilities down the hall. How about just giving us a couple of brief thoughts on this, and then we'll take a break and come back and talk in a little more detail.
Proud of our defensive effort. I thought we played really hard. First half, I was very disappointed in our approach offensively because we were all hurried and rushing, and even Jermaine and AJ, you know, as Tom Richardson told them at one of the timeouts, we're acting like we need to try to win the game in the first 5 minutes. It's a 40-minute game. You got to settle into the game and just play solid and sound basketball. We weren't doing that offensively. Fortunately for us, our defense kept us in while we were scatterbrained on offense. And so proud of that effort. Liked what I saw from some of the young guys. Was disappointed in some areas, certainly, but we can nothing that I saw that we can't go back and attempt to try to fix somewhat. And so encouraged, not satisfied in any way, but again, a lot of young guys, and I'm sure you were talking about that when I walked in. There's just a lot of teaching that has to be done, a lot of growing that has to be done, and that's what we've got to help facilitate.
We'll take a break. Continue with the coach right after this. Vanderbilt a winner tonight, 74-48 over Morehead State. We continue with Commodore head coach Kevin Stallings. Kevin, this is another one of those teams you've faced so many times in the past, undersized with some of those smaller guards that are just going to try to drive it at you. They had some success early, but it looked like your defense got better with that later on.
Well, I thought we did a better job of controlling penetration in the second half, and I think that is reflected in the fact that they shot two foul shots in the second half. In the first half, they were able to drive us and split our gaps, and I thought in the second half we did a better job of guarding the ball and getting into position to play the drive with the help guy. But, you know, on the flip side of that, Joe, it presents difficulties for them, obviously, when we're trying to throw the ball inside. But their two highest volume free throw shooters, Buchanan and Fareed, shot one free throw between them. And that was the key for us. We talked to our team about Buchanan in an exhibition game, and their first regular season game was 18 of 19 from the foul line. Mm-hmm. And he's like AJ. He's a guy that gets fouled a lot. And our big emphasis was we've got to play him without fouling because it's a layup if you put him on the line. He's going to make them. So to keep he and Fareed to one free throw between the two of them was the key for us the entire night. And AJ still managed to get four fouls. But nevertheless, I thought that really was a big key for us.
Is it a frustrating night for a guy like AJ when he knows he's going to have little guys running under him all night long every time anytime the ball goes in there?
Well, it's going to be frustrating for AJ if, A, first, AJ doesn't take better care of the ball, and B, our team doesn't exhibit a little bit more patience about getting it to him. Mm-hmm. And AJ will abuse the size mismatch because he's the best post player I've ever coached against a smaller guy. A lot of those guys have trouble against small guys. Yeah. AJ kills those guys. And so if we'll exhibit a little bit of patience in getting the ball when he's open, then there won't be any frustration because it'll work to his advantage. But if we're going to race down and think that the shot clock is 8 seconds long, and we've either got to turn it over or shoot it until then we're going to have problems.
Are you pleased when you look at the score sheet and you see five players in double figures?
I'm pleased that if you'd have told me that AJ was going to get 12 points and we were going to beat somebody by 26 and hold them to 48 points and 34% and turn them over 21 times, I told you I was going to be very pleased. Yeah. Because I didn't know that we would be able to separate from someone with AJ only getting 12. But to answer your question, I'm very, very pleased to have five guys in double figures. And then you look back down and we got scoring from a number of people. One guy, you know, Joe, Andre Walker didn't score, and yet I thought he was a big key for us in the second half. And again, he's kind of our utility guy, and he'll play anything from the one to the four. And tonight he spent more time playing at the four. Against Huntsville last week, he played the one, and he plays anywhere in between. So his versatility is a real big asset for us right now. And if he continues to embrace his role of doing what he's bringing to our team, then that's going to make our team a lot better.
Finally, we were handed the release before the game about Steve. Talk a little bit about that.
You know, the NCAA ruled that Steve received excessive benefits from his host family in Houston. And, you know, I'm not going to complain. I'm not on board with their ruling, but I understand and appreciate the fact that the NCAA is trying to, you know, maintain some consistency and maintain some control of those things that happen. And so, you know, again, we'll live with the ruling, obviously, because they make the rules. We abide by them. But I'm disappointed for Steve and his family and for our team, because we need Steve, but that's we're just going to have to do without him for a few games.
It's five games. He can practice with you, though, just can't play.
Yeah, he can practice, and I don't think he can travel with us if he's not eligible to play. So, but we believe it's five games, and so we'll try to wait patiently and have as much success as we can until we get him back.
All right, Coach, thank you very much.
All right, Joe, thanks.
We'll have more right after this.